Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Averill. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mark Freeman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mark Freeman. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ted Lepsia. Batting second. The left fielder, Tony Curry. Batting third. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tony Gonzalez. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Walters. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pancho Herrera. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jimmy Coker. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ruben Amaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, John Buzzard. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gonzalez. Ashburn reaches second base with a double. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Coker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ashburn scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Herrera scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bauschi for the out. Banks moves to second. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Banks scores. Altman moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio strikes out. One out. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill strikes out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn who is chasing the ball. Gonzalez reaches third base with a triple. Ken Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gonzalez tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Cubs. Parncho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jimmy Coker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Altman. Coker reaches second base with a double. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ashburn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Herrera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0-for-1 in the game. Will hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor misplays the ball. That's an error on Taylor. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepsio is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry is 0-for-1 in the game. Curry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauschi strikes out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Averill and he is safe. Taylor steals second. Ken Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Walters hits a ball on the ground to center field. Ashburn throws towards the infield. Freeman fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Freeman. Taylor scores. Walters moves to second. It's Cubs, 2. Phillies, 2. Pancho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 0 for 1 in the game. Herrera strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Coker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Coker is walked intentionally. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Amaro hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Amaro reaches second base with a double. Walters scores. Coker goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Phillies. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0 for 1 in the game. Buzzard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny Murphy pinch hits for Mark Freeman. Danny Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Zimmer moves to second. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walters who is chasing the ball. Ashburn reaches third base with a triple. Zimmer scores. Murphy goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 4, Phillies, 4. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0 for 2 in the game. Will hits a pop-up towards third. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Amaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Joe Schaefernoth now pitching. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 2 in the game. Lepsio strikes out. One out. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry is 0 for 2 in the game. Curry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Averill for a passed ball. Curry moves to second. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Gonzalez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Curry scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Phillies. Ken Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards second. Zimmer picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Zimmer. Gonzalez goes all the way around to score. Walters moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Phillies. Jerry Kindle now playing second base. Pancho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 0 for 2 in the game. Herrera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 2 in the game. Bauschi hits a fly ball into left field. Curry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Curry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Jimmy Coker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Coker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Amaro hits a line drive towards third. Thomas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0 for 2 in the game. Buzzard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor pinch hits for Joe Schaefer-Knuth. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Curry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Seth Moorhead now pitching. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 3 in the game. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Curry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle misplays the ball. That's an error on Kindle. Taylor moves to third. Ken Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Ashburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0 for 3 in the game. Will hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ashburn moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ashburn moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Walters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ashburn tags and scores. One out. It's 6-5, Phillies. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Coker for a passed ball. Will moves to second. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 3 in the game. Bauschi is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Altman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Parncho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 0 for 3 in the game. Herrera hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-5, Phillies. Jimmy Coker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Coker hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Amaro hits a line drive towards short. Banks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Smith pinch hits for John Buzzard. Bobby Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 4 in the game. Lepsio is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Robin Roberts now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas strikes out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett pinch hits for Seth Moorhead. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gonzalez. Gurnett reaches second base with a double. Kindle goes all the way around to score. It's 7-6, Phillies. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Ashburn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Herrera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.